That's Senate Bill 5545 and the House Joint Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. And if you will turn back to the very, very beginning of your folders, you'll find the Board of Marine Pilots. We were working on the Board of Marine Pilots when we were discussing the potential of some... We had deferred that pending performance measures, and unfortunately, this is a one-person office, and the performance measures involving what a one-person office will do to manage the limited numbers of Marine Pilots is somewhat difficult. Legislative Fiscal Office is represented by Suzy Jordan, and Suzy Huerta is our representative as a clerk today. And if we could, Suzy, I think that you had taken us through the governor's recommendations, and my recollection was that you had taken us all the way through the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations. But I'm not sure that we, as we arrived at the current service budget when we put that, we had not voted on it, I feel.
That's correct.
Okay.
So you are ready to vote on the current service level budget with the also technical adjustments at a total of...
261,980 with one FTE.
That's correct.
Representative Patrick now moves Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation of 261,980 relative to Board of Marine Pilots with one FTE. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And there are no policy option packages, so we'll move at this point. Representative Patrick moves the Board of Marine Pilots in total at 261,980. And total funds with one FTE. Are there any objections to moving that Board of Marine Pilots? So ordered. And then we move to non-limited operations.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are two portions to the non-limited operations. There's a portion that is the operations and support services. The governor's recommended budget is $39,581,352, and LFO's recommended budget is $39,333,608 and 178 FTE. And the second portion is the debt service. The governor's recommended budget is $25,491,163, and LFO recommends the governor's recommended budget. Technical adjustments are made to the operations and support services program area only. That is a reduction of $32,306 in the employer PERS assessment, $2,382 in the attorney general rate, $10,003 reduction for long-distance telephone charges, and a $203,053 reduction in services and supplies. And that brings you to a total non-limited budget of $64,824,771.26.07 FTE.
Representative Patrick now moves the current service level budget for the non-limited operations and support services program at $64,824,771 at 178 FTE. Are there any objections? So ordered. And no policy option packages with the non-limited operations support services. So are there any objections to the full budget for this particular program at $64,824,771 from 178 FTE? Seeing none, so ordered. Please, Suzy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now we're at the capital improvements and capital construction program budget. That is, the governor's recommended budget is $3,529,974, and the LFO recommended budget is actually $1,001. That's right. Because there's a technical adjustment that I had previously included in these numbers that I am not recommending, it's not necessary. So I'll walk you through that. The technical adjustments are to adjust the 1997 capital construction project from the Lake of the Woods project to the Ontario District 14 office building at $200,000, adjusting 9097 capital construction project from Lake of the Woods to Ona Beach Maintenance Station, $250,000, adjust 1997 capital construction project from Lake of the Woods to Eugene Springfield Maintenance Station, $300,000, and then to reduce the Lake of the Woods project in the base budget of $750,000 to accommodate those changes, those adjustments. And the next adjustment on your page is the $3.7 million addition for the Siskiyou rest area. That actually is already been approved and has the authorized expenditure limitation, so it's not necessary to have that in here. That's why the totals are off right now. And then to adjust the placeholder for transportation building needs by $3, leaving a $1 expenditure limitation. And LFO recommends approval of a $1 million one CSL and total budget. No FTE.
Representative Patridge moves approval of legislative fiscal office recommendation of the capital improvements, capital construction programs at $1 million and $1 with zero FTE.
Is this the capital construction portion of it?
Capital
Sorry,
construction.
Okay. There are two portions of capital construction and capital improvement. The capital construction, which will show up in the capital construction bill, is $1,001,000, and the capital improvement portion is $2,529,970.
Oh, it's
just
keep going. $2,529,970.
So, if I could suggest you vote on them separately.
Okay, so the capital improvements at $1 million, $1,001,000, with zero FTE. Representative Patrick, so moves. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chairman, if you'll excuse me.
Thank you,
Senator. Senator Yee is here.
Thank you.
You have a quorum.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much,
Thank
Senator.
You.
Thank you, Senator Yee, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Please proceed with capital construction.
Capital
improvements. I beg your pardon?
Capital construction. All right. It'll be easier if you go to the spreadsheet in your binder for capital improvements. There are no technical adjustments. It's a current service level budget of $2,529,970.
Now, Susie, this includes the taking away of the railroad station at Albany to Capitol.
Oh, that's
made the motion.
Is this the chair's job description?
Oh, yes, chair. Make your motion again.
What was that about Albany? You're going
to do. This includes the motion Senator Hannon made before he left about taking away the railway improvements at the train station
in Albany.
No, be careful. She does have a party after session.
I know. I thought you were invited.
You're not invited.
Consider yourself out of the party already.
I'm out of the party.
There's a party.
All right. And so Representative Patridge moves the capital improvements portion of this budget program at $2,529,970 with zero FTE. Are there any objections? Not so ordered.
Chair, that brings us to the last program for driver and motor vehicles. The governor's recommended budget is $126,590,583, 870.55 FTE. LFO is recommending $115,756,155. Technical adjustments for this budget include $138,213 reduction for the employer PERS assessment, $100,815 reduction for the attorney general rate, $136,283 reduction for telephone long distance rate, and a co-chair's 1% budget reduction of $537. That brings you to a current service level budget of $115,756,155 and 833.05 FTE.
Representative or Senator Yee is recognized.
During the budget discussion about motor vehicle fee increase, and I asked if some efficiency can be achieved so that it can be reduced by 25%, because some of the fees was pretty high increase. So is that part of the budget here?
We'll be considering that separately, won't we, that whole fees and the budget bill?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, LFO's recommendation does not include any policy option packages. The $10 million increase in their budget is not being recommended. And I don't know what the percentage is, but it is in an effort to keep the DMD fees as low as we can without disrupting current services.
So this is a separate issue?
Yes.
I see. Also, Mr.
Senator Yee?
I think there was a question about problem driver, about two FTEs. Oh, we have not come to it yet.
We have not come to it yet.
Okay, but it is in this department.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll hold my question.
Thank you, Senator Yee. The legislative fiscal office of $115,756,155 and 833.05 FTE is recommended. Are there any objections? Are there any comments, questions? If not, so ordered as to the current service level.
Mr. Chair, the policy option packages, I'm going to walk through them one at a time. Package 201 is a vehicle titling issue. Package is $203,000. LFO is not recommending approval at this time. This bill is tied to to legislation that is working its way through the legislature. The $203,000 is for programming costs. LFO understands that DMV at the end of every session develops a work plan to complete changes altogether in order to efficiently complete the necessary work. And so I am deferring this until for e-board action when they can determine the actual programming that needs to be done along with other legislation that is making its way through this legislative session. There are always increases and decreases. For example, the bill that was passed out of here last week for House Bill 2178 on the trip permits had a revenue increase and a work decrease, which isn't being taken into consideration in this budget. And so they'll even that out when they come back with their work plan. So I'm not recommending approval. The Advancing E-Government Committee also would like that plan to be brought back to the JLC IMT committee when they are ready to address
the work plan, DMV work plan.
Yes. So, I recommend denial of the package.
Do you want to just go through package by package? You've got each of the various about a dozen packages. There are 10 packages.
Okay. Package 202 is the driver licensing improvements. It's a similar situation as the vehicle titling issues. It's also tied to legislation. It's asking for 1.5 FTE and $255,583, and I'm recommending that DMV return to the JLC IMT and e-board with an implementation plan to address the necessary programming costs. Package 203 is one package in the agency's document, but it has several components to it. And so what I did was I separated each of the components to talk about separately. The DMV fee increase for field staffing, DMV is proposing to that without a fee increase that they will have to eliminate 16 positions. They are holding 16 positions open that are currently vacant. I am not recommending the package, and I am also recommending that DMV use their vacancies to manage so that they can maintain field services the best that they can. The DMV fee increase in the call center, I believe, can be accommodated in their base budget. I'm not taking a services and supplies, or not recommending a services and supplies reduction in this budget, because I believe that some of these policy packages can be accomplished within their base budget, and this is one of them. The DMV fee increase for dealer transaction and document processing is not recommended, and I'm recommending they return to the e-board if fees are established at such a level that they can generate enough revenue to cover the cost of the program. Administrative hearings is not recommended. DMV fees, this was a portion of their cost that they pay to the Employment Department for administrative hearings. Some of this can be absorbed. There may be some reduction, but I think that they can manage that, some of that within their base budget, which they would have to do anyway. DMV fees, business regulation, 2 FTE. This again, if fees can generate enough revenue to cover the cost, they could return to the emergency board. Administrative case files is not recommended. DMV is not mandated by statute to provide the service. DMV fees, program performance, these are performance measures and people that they use to analyze this. This can be accommodated in the base budget. There may be a reduced level, ideal level within DMV, but I believe they can manage it. DMV fees at the Oregon Women's Correction Relocation. This was a... Did I miss one? No. DMV fees from the Women's Correction. And I thought this one had 2 FTE.
Well, it was the other one that had the 2 FTE back on 203B. The call center had the 2 FTE added to it. And I didn't understand the addition. And 203B.
Two increase in the call center. Oh, it's a call center. I need to go back up a little bit to that 203B. Yes. I'm not recommending reducing the position authority. I'm recommending they retain the position and manage their vacancies so that they can save enough money within their budget to continue those.
So the position authority is
retained
without the funding, and that's where you say it should be accomplished in the base budget.
Yeah.
That brings up the budget note, which I had a little bit earlier. I wonder if you could just briefly address it, or do you want to address it during the one that Kelly had worked with. Mr. Burroughs.
Bring it up at the end.
Okay, bring it up at the end. Okay.
Let's see, DMV fees, administrative hearings, we did that.
Okay, you were down to...
Oh, the relocation. Okay, DMV fees, relocation. This is the relocation of the phone switch and installation. There are one-time costs of $81,000. I recommend that they absorb the ongoing telecommunication and travel costs and the relocation.
That's all accomplished within $150 million then?
DMV fees and the field office relocations and remodeling, I'm not recommending.
Okay.
DMV fees, equipment maintenance, I recommend that those be done within their IS base budget plan. Fees and credit card debt service. 203K is not recommended.
Can you tell us a little bit more what that is?
Credit card debit. This is programming costs to enable the customers to use debit and credit cards at DMV.
Are you recommending they don't do that?
No, I'm not recommending they don't do that. I'm not recommending the expenditure from this.
They could do it in their base budget.
If they reprioritize their base budget programming budget and find savings, they could do it within their base budget. But that would need to be addressed when they bring back their work plan.
someone who just went to DMV and had to go to the cash machine to bring my checkbook.
DMV fees, internet commerce, this is $1.7 million package to hire a consultant to develop 4 or 5 internet applications so that the DMV would be ready to take advantage of the state's movement toward electronic business, e-business. They don't know if the state will have a portal available in this next biennium or not, but the state is working on that. But I'm not recommending this as a result of trying to keep the DMV fees as low as possible. DMV fees, electronic liens and titling, $309,000 package for programming contractors. It's not recommended. And the DMV fees, driver test scheduling system of $126,000 is not recommended. If possible, it's a small enough cost, the DMV may be able to find resources within its base budget to accommodate. DMV fees.
Representative Patridge?
That's the scheduling system?
Yes.
And go ahead, Representative Patridge.
I just have some concerns over the scheduling system, and I guess if Susan feels like they can do it on base budget, I'll just talk to her. I know we're not moving this today, so I'll
right.
talk about that.
Right.
I just didn't.
And I would like to know, relative to the electronic liens and titles, that's just not recommended at $309,000?
Correct.
No attempt to move towards that. I know that was concern of Representative Smith when he was had a concern expressed there.
Mm-hmm.
Jane?
No.
All right.
DMV fees, driver system infrastructure is $527,000. It's not recommended. And DMV fees, DPL replacement, the digital photo licensing system. DMV has some other options and how they would accomplish this. Their contract does expire and they have to do it. I recommend that they use one of their other options that would allow them to do it within their base budget. And then the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, next 6 aren't recommended. These are all studies. The DMV team driver safety program, older driver services, problem drivers, testing and publications, that's the printing in multiple languages, and the uninsured motorist study aren't recommended to keep the fees low. And on all of those packages, if once the fees are adopted and they're at a level that would generate enough revenue, I recommend that the committee invite DMV to come back to the emergency board to request these packages.
The total of those packages is a little over $10 million. Is that $10.5 million?
That's correct.
And that was, I think that's, isn't that the amount of the fee bill approximately?
The fee bill is a total of $39 million.
Oh, is it?
$22,600,000, or about $22 million, would go back to the highway fund, and that would make up their current service, and that's the amount of money that the DMV is, or that the highway fund is subsidizing operations of the DMV. The $10 million, in addition to that, that their initial fee proposal would have generated, would have paid for these packages. And along with that recommendation would be the adoption of a statement of expectation that the committee expects DMV to manage expenses within their base budget to maintain current services in field offices by managing vacancies, and to maintain staffing levels at the Oregon Women's Correction Facilities and pay the one-time cost of $81,000 for the phone switch and installation at the new Oregon Women's Correction Facility, initiate the PC replacement plan as presented in the Ways and Means Committee within the information systems limitation and replace digital photo equipment. Other items, they should be encouraged to come back to the emergency board once their fee issue is resolved.
There's nearly 2 dozen packages here that are not recommended. There's half a dozen of them or so that are indicated that could be incorporated and assimilated, basically accomplished within the base budget. Can you now just briefly relate to that budget note relative to the that had been presented to me earlier?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, one of the Mr. Barrows had presented a request for a budget note to direct the DMV to undertake a study on reusing license plates.
Reissuing
license plates and make a report to the emergency board. The legislature doesn't have a need for the DMV to do this report. Mr. Barrows has a need for the information from this report, and the DMV has agreed that they would take a look at that, and I don't see a reason to put a budget note in the budget for that. And if you do, you need to get co-chair approval. I don't mean it. I don't mean it that way. I mean, we need to go talk to the co-chairs about it.
Okay. Well, I was really hoping that we could put the Tiger Horse onto a budget license plate, but somebody else has suggested Oregon, the place where all the sunny beaches are, or something like that.
What I mean to say is that DMV has already agreed. There isn't a need for a budget note to do what they've already agreed to do.
Okay, well,
if they can do it within their resources.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Johnson and Representative Ringel.
Go ahead.
You first.
I just want to follow up on the comment that you just made, that someone needs something from DMV, it benefits the someone, and you just said that DMV has agreed to do that if they can do it within their resources. And my question is, I need lots of stuff from DMV. Are they going to do that for me within my resources? Within their resources? How is it that services are being provided for the public with DMV resources?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, I don't think the DMV would undertake a study unless they felt that there was a value to the driver system to undertake that study, or if they had already planned to do that anyway. I'm concerned that their resources are very tight, and that to take on additional studies would be, would cause them not to do other things that they need to be doing. But they can.
I guess, given the nature of the role of the legislature, I feel that it's almost a responsibility to ask what's the public benefit of the study. And fortuitously, Mr. Barrows has picked this precise moment to enter the room.
Perhaps we could invite, even though we're in work session, maybe Mr. Barrows could come forward and address that situation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much. And I'll be very brief. Dave Barrows, representing the Traffic Safety Division of the 3M Corporation. We have had a number of conversations with DMV. They actually did a lot of the work, as I shared with you this morning, Mr. Chairman. They have already done a lot of the work in this area. They have talked to almost every state in the union who has done a reissue, and have compiled a vast amount of material. All this is attempting to do is to kind of make them come with a timeline for work that I believe they are already going to do. And they are, I don't want to say supporting, they are fine on this. They have actually helped us craft the words. I believe they're going to do it anyway. We just like to have them have the responsibility that they have to come back by July of next year. The value of this may be that there may be some money involved. In other states that admittedly have higher license charges than ours, they find that as many as 15% of the people don't get their stickers. And so other states have found vast sums of money by doing reissues. been very, very successful. I'm not saying that that Oregon would find exactly the same thing, because we have lower fees, so there's less incentive to cheat the system. But all we're asking is, let's take a look at it and see if there's some money there. Let's get some of these old flights off the road, and which law enforcement likes, because they like having fewer flights rather than more flights. So that's our reason for the request.
Thank you. Representative Johnson's recognized.
When you were out of the room, Mr. Barrows, the question arose, why was it that DMV was providing services within their own resources for essentially private interests? And I didn't know what the public benefit was. And you've compounded my question now by saying that this is at the request of 3M, which is a very significant company. And you have said that maybe there will be a value to the state of Oregon. And I'm trying to understand why it is that DMV resources should be expended to do an inquiry for a private company.
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, this is not an inquiry for a private company. This is an inquiry that most DMVs around the country have already done and many states have already adopted. We're kind of at the end of the train, as it were. And other states have done this because they have found that there is substantial money being obtained from people who are cheating the system. And what I'm trying to do is suggest that because of our fee structure, which may or may not change in this session, on license plate fees, there may be less incentive in Oregon for people to cheat, but I'll bet you there's some who do. And we can recapture those. In some states, it has been in the multi-millions, the larger states. And all I'm suggesting is that's a good public policy, is to have everyone pay their fair share and not let 15% of the people get off scot-free, which is what happens.
I appreciate 3M's public spiritedness to make sure that Oregon doesn't have scoff laws. Why do they care?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, we would be a bidder on doing the work to provide the materials, not do the work, but provide the materials for a reissue. We might get the contract, we might not. We are the current contractor with the state, with a private party who does the license plates, but we might not.
Thank you.
All I'm asking is, and basically what I'm asking, Mr. Chairman, is sort of direct them to finish the study they've started. And I don't think it takes a lot of work and effort. They don't believe it'll take a lot of work and effort. But I think staff has a point. They have to prioritize things. And if this doesn't become a little bit of on the priority list, it may fall through the cracks, and Oregon may miss an opportunity to obtain some additional revenues.
Thank you very much, David.
Thank you for letting me speak to it, Mr. Chair.
We appreciate you being here. And we've just gone through about two dozen policy option packages, which legislative fiscal office has indicated not to proceed with. And so we will take back up the overall issue of DMV. And we've come down to the current service level at DMV. At this point in time, I think we are due to get a bill out of the transportation, which will address other issues relative to DMV, and we'll take that up in conjunction with this current work session on Senate Bill 5545. Now, Susie, do you want to continue from there? What's the status at this point? How will we go about that?
Mr. Chair, I'm recommending that you adopt the budget and then we hold it in committee. There's a budget note from the Advancing E-Government that I want to go over with you also. And then once you've adopted the budget, we will hold it in committee until the DMVC bill comes down here.
Okay. So we would adopt the budget that we've adopted down to the current service level, which effectively is the legislative revenues recommendation for the full budget, except as to perhaps the change of position authority, two additional positions. Are there other issues that need to be brought up relative to those matters, because we can come back, by holding it in committee, we can come back and pick up the fee bill and continue this discussion at a later time. If there's legislative fiscal office recommendation, Representative Patridge moves $115,756,155 with 835.05 full-time equivalencies. Any objection, any question, further question? Any objection? If not, so ordered for the DMV, and we will return to the DMV budget, and we will return to the ODOT budget. Now, the budget note.
The budget note recommended by the Advancing E-Government is that the committee expects DMV to reevaluate its base budget information systems, project priorities, and estimate of costs, and report to the Joint Legislative Information Management Technology Committee and Emergency Board at its meeting nearest September 2001. The report should address the options considered in determining initiatives relating to expanding the customer number, including reuse of inactive driver's license numbers. The department is also expected to return to the Joint Legislative Information Management and Technology Committee and Emergency Board with an implementation plan of technology initiatives resulting from substantive legislation. On the issue of expanding the customer number, there's $4.2 million in the DMV base budget for reprogramming to add a number field because they're running out of numbers for driver's license. The Advancing E-Government Committee is a little bit concerned at the cost and the options that were considered in doing that and whether or not they had considered reusing it, and they wanted to see a report back in September.
Representative Patridge and Senator Yee are on that committee. Any comments relative to this reevaluation of the base budget regarding the information systems and the report back, the reports back that would be due from the department? If there are no questions, then we will proceed to add that budget note at this particular time. So ordered.
Sure.
Representative Ringo?
As long as we'll be coming back to DMV on another date, I would like to propose a budget note, and I'm happy to draft it and work with you. Essentially, it would ask DMV to report on the results of their new computer system to track uninsured motorists, to see what impact it's had in reducing the percentage of uninsured motorists, and perhaps to propose additional solutions to reduce the number of uninsured drivers.
That's an excellent suggestion.
Essentially, they just put $500,000 in this computer system. I'd like to find out what we got for that.
You bet. And let's go ahead and Representative Ringo, you have another bill that I think has some impact and efficacy in this regard, 3075. And I think in that regard, I would encourage you to go ahead and work with Ms. Jordan and the co-chairs for both of those budget notes.
Okay.
And I would think that's appropriate, and that would be an appropriate utilization of the resources within that. Representative Patridge, did you have any comment in that regard from the information management technology?
I did not. I missed this portion of the information management technology committee, I would say.
I was curious. I think this is a good idea.
This is very consistent with what we've done with every single department throughout the budget.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you feel like we would have the capabilities of also examining the potential or reporting back on the potential of the uninsured motorists in that process? Or is that because we do have a complete report back system on the applications as to the insurance packages that everyone is carrying. So unless that information is just lost at that particular point, it should be available.
I think it should probably be a separate budget note, because this just has to do with
It would be, and the proposal is a separate budget vote. Representative Ringo?
Well, Mr. Chair, my concern is that people drive without insurance and they don't care. And that currently is what happens if somebody is caught driving without insurance, they're given a ticket. And so it might mean that more people are given tickets, but I don't think it's going to reduce the number of uninsured drivers. And call me cynical, but I think that's really what's going to happen, and that we need a new system of impounding vehicles and forfeiting vehicles so that
rather than somebody getting a ticket, they go to court, they plead guilty, and they go back to the car and drive away from the courthouse without insurance. That's what happens.
We have a constitutional problem with forefeiting their vehicles.
Well,
as a result of the recent ballot measure that...
I'm well aware of that. I've discussed that with legislative counsel's office, and maybe that's the solution we need. Frankly, I have a bill that... to refer to the voters, amending Measure 3 so it doesn't apply to uninsured motorists. Frankly, I think that's what's needed to solve this problem, but let's just start with a budget note.
But your point is well taken. That reminds me of the fellow who pled guilty for passing bum traveler's checks in court, and the judge fined him $300, and he asked the judge if he'd take a traveler's check. So, go out and file in the uninsured car and go home after court. Susie, you'll work with Representative Ringo in those regards. Are there other issues that we need to... I've got to get Senator Klarna across the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and I need to get her through. And Mike has one comment. We haven't adopted the budget note at this particular time, and the statement of expectations, did you put all of those statements of expectations in there? Yes, we did adopt the budget note. We haven't done the statement of expectations.
I read those earlier.
Legislative Fiscal Office had read the four statements of expectation for inclusion into this overall budget. Are there any objections to the statements of expectation for the DMV? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead and include those in the DMV's budget. And Representative Ringel, you will continue to work on yours. Now, are there other, what other issues have we, I think I can still get Senator Connor right here by almost 2 o'clock.
You're doing fine.
Do we need to do this in work session, or can we close our work session, Mike?
Mr. Chair, one thing for a work session.
You bet.
Just a quick thing, I want to make sure that we're communicating, because our understanding is that the policy option packages that have been discussed today would be reviewed again when the DMV fee bill came back down, and would be an option for looking at.
Yeah, some are actually, I think, included in the fee.
Correct,
portions of them are included in the
fee. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further for the work session? If not, we will stand adjourned until Monday, and we'll meet at even hour. So, thank you, Pat. No, we're just going to look.